Dina Goyim, Perik Yud Aleph, still dealing with Nigei Begodim. We're going to do Mirza Hashem, Mishnayis, Tes, and Yud. We're going to have some technical terms involved, first in spinning, and then in weaving. Mishnah Tes, Hamala mina pekas l'chavrito, mina solil l'chavero, mina kovid elyon l'chavir taktono, v'chein shnei dapi choluk, shnira nega b'yecha mihem, Hariya Shani Tohar. Let me explain. Hamala mina bekas l'chavrito. We had already the bekas is the bobbin in the spinning wheel, and that's the piece of wood that receives the spun thread. So the Rav explains that sometimes two women each have bobbins. See, one has an amma, one has two ammas, and they're in business together, and they want to make one large bobbin for storage purposes. So they'll attach a thread from one to the other, and they'll start spinning around, spinning the bobbin one to the other, and there's a thread connecting the two. And if a nega appears on one bobbin, what's on the other bobbin is not tomei. That's the first. Hamalamin, because what when the Mishnah says after all four things, shenira echad nega biyecha mehem, probably shenitor applies to each single case. So the first is hamalamin pekas lechaverto. Min haslil lechavero, the salil also is perhaps at a different stage, in the merchandising stage. There's the Tiferes Yisrael explains a piece of wood, a corner, thin piece of wood, and it has at the end, at each end, a piece of wood. On one side, the piece of wood is, let's say, if you're holding the it's horizontal in your hand, it's vertical, and on the other side, it's at right angles to the corner, horizontal. So it's good for turning in that type of it's made for turning. So perhaps in those days, consumers brought in their own salil, they brought in their own stick, and they would in the store have the salespersons, you know, let them spin as much wool on, you know, onto their salil as they needed. So min haslil l'chavero. So in this process, one of the salils, the wool gets tumas, has a nega kagris, and on the other salil that's connected to it, which is spinning from one to the other, the whether it's receiving or the donating salil, there's no nega, or vice versa. There's a nega on one and not. Yes, the principle is there's a nega on one but not the other. The fact that they're connected by a thread doesn't. Only the one that has the nega is tamei, and the other one is not. It's not a full connection. Min hakovid elyona lekovid hataktona. Now we move from spinning to weaving in a vertical loom. The upper bar is the kovid elyona, and the bottom bar is the kovid taktona. Let's say there's a lot of thread wrapped around the upper bar, and that's where the thread comes for the chassis, for the vertical threads, and you connect it to the bottom bar. And let's say you've wrapped even a certain amount around the bottom bar, and there's nega on one of the sets of threads, and they're connected by a long thread, and there's not a nega on the other, or vice versa. So the only the one with the nega is tamei, and the other one is tohar. And v'chein shnei dapi choluk. The dapi choluk, the pieces of a cloak. It's a type of cloak, they say, where either there are two pieces that are separate, and the user ties them onto his on each shoulder, ties them together with a knot on each shoulder, so they're not really joined together except for the temporary knot. So if there's there are other explanations. The first Yisrael brings a possibility that at this point, the point of joining is just chassis. The manufacturer left an area which could be easily cut apart, so that the person could make the insertion area where he puts his head the size that he wants, without damaging the garment. So whatever it is, you don't have a complete joining. Say they're two separate. We'll take the simpler explanation: two separate pieces that are tied together. Shenira nega be'echad mehem. Hari Hasheni Tohar. Now, benefesh HaMaseches, the soul of the matrix is a combination of whoop and morph of the Jesse and Erev and the standing loom. So the Rav explains, Chut Erev Sheniknas the Tocha Shesi Kenefesh Tocha Guf. It's called the Nefesh. It's like the, it gives life to the garment. It's like the Nefesh placed into the body. V'yadshe yisyashu amachonam etzela arug havikashesi. That this Erev, even though we've learned earlier that the Erev and Shesi are viewed as two separate entities in the garment. If it's seen on one, it's not seen necessarily on the other. But here, because we're at the primitive, an early stage in the formation of the garment, and the garment didn't take form yet, so here at this point, the Shesi is loose, and the Erev is loosely inserted into the Shesi, so it comes as part of the Shesi. So, so Havik Shesi is viewed as the Shesli. The story, if you know, the Negaka Gris. Inami Bethila, or if the Rabbi for the next second explanation, Keshurik Shnei Botinirim. Shnei Botinirim is Moloch and Shabbos. In Perek Oireg, in terms of Oregon making a garment, that the first two cross excuse me, the first two pieces of area of the horizontal threads that go through the shesi, the standing vertical threads. So that's making those first two threads, and then setting them so that they won't come out, is osa shtebote osa shtebote nirim. The soleil regula olohasek bohem, and to finish the mesechis, to finish the matrix, chuti erev. The kumash mlon lo. So I'm sorry. So inami b'tchil. I'm sorry. I skipped the whole one around. Elo oreg havik eshesi l'story mo lega gris. Inami b'tchila. In beginning she oreg bo shesi shtei bote nirim. So the shnei bote kodem she erog bo gimel al gimel. So here the Tosfos Yom Tov points out gimel usually means 3x3 its bows. It doesn't have any place over here. Means it's before, it should just say kodem shirag bo hashlishi, before he makes the third cross thread. At this point, the erev is considered as part of the as part of the shesi. Now the next line in the statement in the Mishnah, ubishesi omeid. The shesi omeid, the Rav says, these again are the threads of the shesi between the upper bar and the lower bar of the standing loom, that are standing there to be woven in, and they're waiting to receive the chuti erev. The komash melon lotema kol chut v'chut omei b'fnei atzmo v'im b'roch of gegris. So here you just have the shesi omei, it's waiting to be woven, but it's the threads are set apart from each other, otherwise you can't weave in between. So the Mishnah is telling us, even though the threads aren't tightly linked, joined together in the shesi omeid, in the I guess the warp is the standing thread, the shesi. So nevertheless, as Mishnah says, Hari elu mitatamim b'negoim. Mishnah has the word miyad. And some question what miyad is doing here. It really doesn't belong over here. It is mitamim, that the warp, the two warp threads with the shesi, or the shesi, the full standing shesi, even though the threads aren't tightly joined, but it's the makabel tumah, because you can see a nega kagris in them. So even though they're not joined, they're mitamim b'negoim. Reb Shimon Omer HaShesi Imho Yerotzuf Mitame. The Shesi, if the threads were tightly joined next to each other, like a ritzpo, like a floor, with the planks of the floor one next to the other, then it's Mitame. Mitame, because it's Mekabel Tuma. But if not, not. The Halach is not like Reb Shimon. Even if the threads are apart from each other, but you can see that there's you can see that amongst these threads, if you join them together, there's a nega kagris. So it's Tomei ben Negoyim. Mishnah Yud. Mira b'shesia omeid. Now here the shesia omeid, again it's the standing threads, but we're talking about a case where on the bottom of, by the kovid atachton, you already have material. and that material, in other words, you have the warp and the woof, a woven piece of fabric. And let's say it's 2 feet long, whatever, 3 feet long, and you're not going to weave anything more onto that. That's it. So the rest of the chassis that's homemade, that's yet standing there without any cross threads in them, that's going to be cut off. So the Rav says it's called the homemade she'ein osi le'arov yosir. It's not going to be no further. There's not going to be any further weaving on that chassis. So and the chassis, again, even though the threads might be apart or whatever, or the closer part doesn't make a difference, we don't pass away b'shimin. There is a tumis nagoim on the chassis, and even though it's still attached to the orig, to the woven material, the foot or 2 feet or 3 feet of woven material on the bottom, near the bottom of the loom, ha'orig, the woven material, is tahor. Near the orig, if a nega appears in the orig, ha'shesi omeg tahor. If a nega appears on the orig, then the chassis that's going to be cut off from it later on, that remains tohar. Near b'sidin, if you have a sheet, sorry for sanimin, we burn the in other words, the sodin it becomes tummy with it's near b'sodin has a tumis nega, and the nimin are the leftover threads from the in the weaving process. You have the chassis that's cut off, the chassis omeid, and it is cut off at a point, and you have at the bottom of the ends of the woven material, you have remnant threads of horizontal of the chassis that remain after they're cut. So those threads are usually tied together. If you see woolen tzitzis, those little pieces of wool on the bottom of the tzitzis that are bound together and go across the bottom sides, the tzitzis, those are nimen, strands of the chassis that are left over. So if it's near a besodin, the nimen are tuffel to the sodin. If it's near in besodin, suref is a nimen. So along with the sodin, the nimen are burnt also. Near in benimen has sodin tohar. If they're seen if there's neg on the nimen, the sodin is tohar, because the sodin is not tuffel to the nimen. Nimen are simply an appendage that is not necessary for the garment itself. In Perichav Tes, Mishnah Aleph in Kalim, so you have various garments, the shirim of tuma for the nimim. The Rush over here in this Mishnah brings down just 6 etzbos. The Mishnah there has some garments with 3 etzbos, some with 6 etzbos, some with kol shehu. Even a small amount of nimim is mekabel tuma begris some garments. So nira benimim. So if a nega of saras appears in these strands of woolen thread, so hasadin tor, the rest of the sheet is tohor. Choluk shenira bo nega matzilu es imrio shebo afilu hein argaman. If you have a garment that has a rim from another material, so the garment becomes tamei. So nevertheless, the imbios, the rim, the special decorative piece of material at the end, doesn't become tomei, afilu hein argaman, even if they're made out of purple wool. Now let's read the Ravanis, afilu hein argaman. I'm going to be the first Rav, matzilus imbios, svas habeged, it's a rim made of the beged, she'enu sorefu, so we don't have to burn it. See, v'soras, there's a pasuk that tells us this. The Rambam brings this down. V'suraf es habeged b'tzemer o b'pishtim. He'll burn the beged b'tzemer o b'pishtim. Shein tabalomer b'tzemer o b'pishtim. Burn the beged. What is b'tzemer o b'pishtim? Elamedecho she'ein suref u'am umro simoem. In other words, a b'tzemer o b'pishtim that if the addendum are tzemer o b'pishtim. If the imios, the rim, is semro pishtim. In other words, the Ein Matzil Elo Imrios, that the beged only. Why do you use the word matzil saves? Not the beged that's saving it. It's the fact that it's not part of the beged, really, an intrinsic part of the beged. It's a different material. That the beged, nevertheless, only saves another material that's not apropos for, that's not liable for a min, that's not liable for negoim, nigei begodim, like meshi, like silk, vishal zov, or golden threads, made literally of gold, of metallic material, whatever. Kamashmalan, the Mishnah is coming to teach us, afilu hein argamon. Now, argamon is wool that's dyed purple. Now, we know from the first Mishnah in this perek that colored materials don't become, aren't susceptible to tumas negoyim. However, that's, you know, we might have thought that's if the material itself, that area, is separate and has a nega on it. If it's part of a garment, perhaps it has to be burnt also. So kumashmalon, afilu hin argman shoot semrit savua, which is wool which is susceptible to the nega, but because it's savua, it's not intrinsically not susceptible because it's colored, it's not matzil. But nevertheless, that even in this case, the fact that the wool is colored purple, it's even though it's attached to that garment, the purple wool, the rim is saved from the tuma of the garment, and is viewed as a separate entity, and it's tohor. That's the end of Mishnah Yud.